It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. It is Friday. It's October the 30th. It's a wet Friday leading into Halloween weekend. And our phone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions and answers this hour to anything at kera.org or send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Starting off today, we got an email from Jackie who asks, is there an actual field of study that oversees facial features or expression? Is there a scientific study of facial features or expression? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Susan and Richardson emailed and asks, do your listeners have any suggestions of ways that plants which have summered outside might have any insects or spiders or their eggs completely removed before bringing them into our attached garage for cold weather survival? Does anybody have any recommendations on that? Also, Susan's wondering if there are any suggestions for specialists who hang pictures and other art that the audience can recommend. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's start today on the phone with Paul in Denton. Hello, Paul.
Hey, yeah. Hi, Jeff. My mother's in a nursing home, and the nursing home director recently said that the state is going to has got a couple programs, a STAR program and a Molina program, that are going to replace Medicare, I guess Medicaid, and he suggested that we opt out of that program. Does anybody know why it might be a good idea to opt out of that program? I did get a letter a couple days ago saying that my doctor was not in the new Molina program, and we would have to change doctors. But does anybody know anything more about that? Thanks. I'll listen.
Okay, we'll see if we get an answer for you. Thanks, Paul. Yeah. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Amy in East Dallas says, I have a 2-year-old female Staffordshire Bull Terrier. And I've had her since she's 6 weeks old. This is a dog training question. She's very loving, sweet, funny, and obedient at home with my family, two cats, and another dog. She's a really great dog, is very loved, but she started becoming quite aggressive around dogs, humans that aren't familiar to her, and loud children. Amy says that she's worse when I'm around, actually. If another dog walks up to me at the dog park, she freaks out. She says, I feel like she's thinking, I've got to protect mommy, but to everyone else, it looks like she's evil and aggressive, and I don't want her to perpetuate the evil pit bull stereotype. Amy says she's not bitten anyone or anything. I don't ever want it to get to that point. Any advice from your audience or any suggestions on really good patient trainers in the East Dallas area that are affordable and specialized in overly protective dogs? Give us a call. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go back to the phone and talk to James in Saginaw. Hello, James.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
Hi. Yeah, I was just calling about the lady had a question about facial expressions.
Yeah.
It might be, depending on what specifically it is that she's looking at, a couple of thoughts. Psychology deals with that, especially with parts of the brain that recognize facial expressions, emotion, and things like that. It's a specific branch within psychology. Another option might be speech-language pathology, and they usually deal with speech disorders, but part of being able to speak is using your facial muscles.
Right.
Correctly to be able to, you know, have that nonverbal part of communication.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, just two options.
Right.
There might be an anthropology field that would deal with that.
Human
also,
behavior or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Great. Hey, James, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Amy in White House. Hello, Amy.
Hello. My question is... My stepfather, he's in his 90s,
mm-hmm.
And he's a really intelligent man, but when it comes to his junk mail, you know, if you can imagine, he responds to every kind of piece of junk mail. And his family, we're worried about the scammers. He responds to that kind of stuff. And even though we've talked to him, he's real nice about it and everything. But when that stuff comes in the mail, he's always like writing a check or giving information. And they've come through with his home phone, his cell phone, and even through his email. And so we just want to know if there's the do not call list, or to reduce his junk mail. We need some kind of help here to help him not respond to those things.
Okay, well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you, Amy. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Penny emailed from Fort Worth wondering, why do maple syrup bottles have such tiny little handles? Does anyone know why maple syrup bottles have the tiny, tiny little handles? 800-933-5372. It is, almost anything, right? You want to know. But that's a great question, and I'd never even thought to wonder that. But now I'm curious. So give us a call. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next, let's talk to Frank in Duncanville. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well.
I got a question for you. It's theologically related. Nathaniel and Bartholomew are said to be possibly the same person, and they say that it's in the Bible that it says that they are. I've not found that. Can some of the theologians help me out?
We'll see if somebody knows.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Betty in Dallas. Hello, Betty.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
I have a question about Halloween celebrations. I wanted to know, when has it become so widespread that Halloween is virtually celebrated by everyone, whether you want to or not? When I was growing up, and I lived in a pretty nice neighborhood, and we all knew the neighbors, and we as children would go and trick-or-treat, mainly to our neighbor's homes within our neighborhood, and we knew not to go up to anyone's door who did not have a light on, much less someone we did not know.
Right.
Well, these days, it seems like there's no way to escape the people knocking on your door, whether you have your light on or not. And I see a lot of parents with small children who are bringing them up to the door, whether there's a light on or not. And I just feel, that I'm just hogtied into celebrating when I really don't want to. And I don't know when this became so widely acceptable. We try to be so careful with our kids.
Right.
But for one night of the year, we send them to strangers' house to collect candy, edible stuff. I don't get it.
Well, I think that, I thought it was still the deal if your porch light is turned off that
no,
you're not,
it's not
supposed to. And I think the larger question you're asking is when did Halloween become such a huge commercial? I mean, it's between the summer and Thanksgiving, right? And then as soon as Halloween's over, you see the Christmas trees start going up at the department stores and at the big box stores.
It's very overwhelming.
Yeah, I think it's a retail. I think it's a retail thing. I really do. I think it's become a huge retail thing, and costumes are more and more expensive and more elaborate. But we'll see if somebody has a thought on that. Not sure what to say about the quote unquote rules of trick or treating. I've heard stories from people who have 1,500 kids come past their house on Halloween night.
We probably have 300 or so, and we don't even have small children anymore.
Right.
And it's just kind of, I don't know what to do. I don't want to buy candy for tomorrow. I really don't want to.
Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you, Betty.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. What is your advice for those who want to avoid Halloween tomorrow? I think that's a really good question for the audience today, because no one should have to celebrate Halloween, right? So we'll see. We'll see what the audience has to say about it. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see, Elizabeth emailed about the dog trainer and suggests Susan Batz, B-A-T-Z. And that's all we've got. So maybe Amy is listening and can just look up Susan Batz, B-A-T-Z. Let's see. Ruth is wondering, first of all, Ruth says, thank you for bringing this program every week. You're welcome. And thank you, Ruth. And Ruth wants to know if we've heard anything from the audience about resources on how to start a food, not a restaurant business, but a food business here in Dallas. I vaguely remember we got that question a little while ago. And let's see. The listener, Steve, says in emails, the listener who is looking for information on facial expressions, look at clinical psychology and specifically the work of Dr. Paul Ekman, E-C-K-M-A-N, Paul Ekman. And let's see, a couple more votes on the dog trainer suggestion. And I think we've got one call. We'll take one call on this too. Rebecca says Matt Markham, M-A-R-C-U-M, M-A-R-C-U-M, Matt Markham is a great dog trainer who deals with behavioral issues. And let's see, here's one more on this. This could go on and on. So Marianne says, suggests Robin Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L, Robin Terrell of gooddogfetch.com, gooddogfetch.com. And here's a little story from Marianne. She's working with us and our mini dachshund, who was becoming aggressive. In the first week, we saw different behavior. And this is the whole family, she says, including our 4 and 7-year-old boys are included in the training. You know, I think that's really the takeaway. Because for a while I was taking, you know, at my house we have a couple of dogs. We were taking them to this mixed breed obedience training, the rescue obedience training at Flagpole Hill on Wednesdays up at over by White Rock Lake. And I realized very quickly that the dogs knew what to do. It's all about training. Really, we're the ones that need to be trained. The humans need to be trained. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Stephen in Corsicana. Hello, Stephen.
Hi. I had a question. I'm trying to grow a tree I got seeds for. Mm-hmm. It's native to Brazil. It's called a jacaranda tree. Or here they call it a jacaranda's tree. Mm-hmm. And it's well tolerant to drought, and it says not to water it often. You know, water it very little. I was wanting to know if anybody knew maybe how often I should water it or what signs do I need to look at, because you don't water it as much as the trees native here in Texas, so right. It's kind of tricky. I've had one failed session of trying to grow them, so I'm trying again. And
is it planted outside right now? Because you're not going to have to worry about watering.
No. Okay. It says that it doesn't, until it hits adulthood, it doesn't do well when it hits below 20, maybe 25 degrees. So it says best to keep it inside until it gets a decent height and it gets mature.
Okay.
But I was just curious, maybe someone knew how often to water it.
We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
800-933-5372 is our phone number, our email address, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Stephen, North Dallas emailed. Asking, is there any place in Dallas where we can go this weekend to share or listen to good old-fashioned scary stories? He says, I'm looking for something for children and something for adults. Well, if you have an answer or suggestion for Steve, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes with more of your questions and your answers. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington, and our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Something that's blowing up the email inbox and the Twitter is this idea of opting out of Halloween, and we're going to get to a bunch of these suggestions here momentarily. But first, let's go back to the phones and talk to Manuel in Fort Worth. Hello, Manuel.
Hello. Hey, I was calling about the pit bulls.
Yeah.
I own two myself, and what I noticed, they would also get in fights against each other. And I got one very young and the other one old. I rescued both of them. And every time I would play with one, the other one would get aggressive and like they would fight. Like, oh my goodness, I couldn't even be able to separate them. So I just let them fight it off. And then 5 minutes later, they're loving each other, licking each other.
Because they know each other, and they're not going to really get. I mean, I have two dogs that aren't pit bulls, but they get jealous of each other too. It's just it's that thing.
They just get and they really want to kill each other.
Right, right.
After a while, they'll just calm down. So
okay.
That's just what I.
Well, we got a bunch of. I think you're breaking up there, Manuel. But thanks for calling. We got a bunch of suggestions from people for different trainers, of course. And someone also said, you know, socialization is really important. So figuring out how to do that is crucial. Let's go next to the phones and talk to John in Richardson. Hello, John.
Hi. How are you today?
Doing well.
All right. Great. Well, the reason why I'm calling is that one caller was trying to find some ideas to help her elderly father.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of things we did for my mom, as far as the mail is concerned, it's kind of an extreme measure, but you can go to the post office and place the mail on hold for pickup. And that way the children would be able to pick up the father's mail, go through it to, you know, screen out some of the unwanted materials and then bring in what's necessary.
Mm, right. Okay. Or you can have it forwarded, I guess, too, to your house if you wanted to.
I guess, but that would, you know, change of address. A lot of times that stuff gets back to the business that is sending the material.
That's true, too. And the junk mail might continue to show up there. So
to get through, yes, sir. And it still may, but it's just one way to deal with the mail. As far as the phone, we put a feature on my mom's phone where only about 20 phone numbers can actually get through. All the other callers are blocked. So it's completely eliminated all the unwanted telemarketing calls.
Oh, that's a good suggestion. Well, hey, John, thanks so much for calling.
Yes, sir.
All right. Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Oh, and Althea says that dog trainer is Susan Blatz, not Bats. It was spelled wrong on the email I got, Althea. So it's B-L-A-T-Z. B-L-A-T-Z, Susan Blatz. All right, so let's see. We've got quite a stack of suggestions here, a digital stack of suggestions to avoid Halloween. Frankie tweeted and said, many folks keep the light off. Some make a no candy sign for the porch. Patricia says, lights off front of the house. That usually means no one's home. And people don't knock, the darker the better. Stan says, don't answer the door or go out to dinner or go to a dinner and a movie to avoid all the traffic. Let's see. Someone says, leave your house. Halloween is on Saturday night, so go to a movie, go out to eat, or leave all the lights off and hide inside. Jackie says, if someone doesn't like Halloween, that's fine. Just hang out at home and don't feel guilty about it. And let's see, we got a bunch of emails about this, too. Elaine says, I find that not having the light on works, but also try not using lights in the front of the house. And also says, go out to dinner. Brad says, many people have put warning signs in their yards or no candy signs. Let's see, we got a couple more on this. Steve says, I thought I might put out a sign that says, sorry, no candy, mainly because all the knocks on the door upset my dog. He says, but I did sit out a bunch of candy, and two of those little goblins took it all one time. So he says, I trust too much, I guess. Yeah, the bowl of candy on the porch with a sign that says, just take one piece, please, that hasn't worked since like 1981, right? when I was 10 years old and still trick-or-treating. And it probably only worked on me then. So let's see. Shad says, I know of some people that also don't want strangers coming up to their door, so they stake out their yard and put caution or warning tape all around it. Although that might actually look like, you know, a scary haunted house thing. So, share with the rest of us your suggestions, but You can also tell us what you're doing to celebrate Halloween, or maybe if there's a creative way that you welcome the trick-or-treaters to your house, we'd love to hear that too. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Tim in Las Colinas. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
I have a question that I've been wondering about for a while. It's often NPR reporters will pronounce a proper name with an accent, mm-hmm. but it's kind of inconsistent. Like, you don't hear them pronouncing, like, British names with British accents or German names with German accents, but some they do, some they don't. And I wondered if there was some kind of, like, style memo about that, like what to pronounce with an accent and what not to.
Yeah, I think it's a question of, first of all, I think it's an individual question, at least, you know, in my experience, it's an individual reporter or host question. But I always try to ask a person how they pronounce their name and then do as closely to that as I possibly can. So it may be a situation where, you know, the person, for example, I have a last name that is a British sounding last name, right? Whittington. But it would be kind of ridiculous if I asked people to pronounce my last name with a British accent. Although I may have made the joke.
I think it would be very entertaining.
I may have made the joke a few times around. Actually, Shelley Canavy in the control room is nodding her head because I have made the joke a few times around here. But I think it's, you know, we try really hard here to pronounce people's names the way they pronounce their names. So that's a big part of it. That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, cities, I think it's just what is the most common way it's pronounced.
Uh-huh.
And you can get into, we get into that. There are towns around here that are pronounced differently depending on where you came from and how the people in the town pronounce it. I tend to err on the side of, you know, go with what the local people who live there say. That's just always to me seems like the best policy. But
yeah,
we'll see if we get some other thoughts on that though.
Cool, interesting. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. I promised one more on this question, and let's talk to Amanda. Are you in Grand Forks, North Dakota?
Yes.
Hey, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead, please.
I was just going to say about the lady that was wondering about dog training stuff.
Uh-huh.
I have actually went to the library where I live, and it's gotten out audiobooks on the subject, too.
Hmm. And you had some
success? There's a lot of good, dog trainers and stuff. You can just listen to an audiobook and kind of do what they're saying on the books.
Great suggestion. Amanda, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Becca tweeted and says, for those looking for spooky stuff this weekend, Becca says, downtown Denton and McKinney have hayrides, storytelling, and I wrote about it at wearecollincounty.com. Thanks, Becca. We also had a dog training question last week about, therapy dog training. And Chris said, on that assisted animal therapy question, because someone was wondering how to get their dog certified. Chris said a great resource is Paws Across Texas to get your animal, certified to do that. We had the question about looking for pumpkin beer in the keg, and Reed said check out kegsandbarrels.com. They're also on West 15th Street in Plano, kegsandbarrels.com. He says they have, they always have the beer I want, and their website lists over 600 kegs, one of which is St. Arnold Pumpkin Ale. So someone was looking for a keg of pumpkin brew on last week's show. And then we had that question about restoring art. And Tracy in Dallas says, I recommend Brown Mountain Restoration on Henderson in Dallas. Tracy says, they've done 6 paintings for me, and I couldn't be more pleased. So check out Brown Mountain Restoration. 800-933-5372. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Flip in Dallas. Hello, yeah. Flip.
Hey, you talking to Flip?
Yes, I am. I hope so.
Hi, Jeff. Well, I'm a psychotherapist in Dallas, and I've learned that basic learning theory teaches us that to extinguish a behavior, you don't respond to thank you so much. And so that means don't answer the door. And the other kids will see that nobody's going to that door. Therefore, they probably won't go either. So that's what I had to say. And I was going to mention to the lady if there's other patterns in her life that she notices where she can't say no or she says yes when she doesn't want to say yes. So this might be a good experience for her to practice saying no.
Yeah, she sounded like our caller sounded like a very, very nice lady who
she is.
And it's tough, you know. They're little kids, and you know, most of us probably fondly remember going trick or treating and it can be fun, but you know, some people just have a lot on their plate, and if they don't want to participate, that's okay too.
Yes, sir, it is.
All right. Hey, Flip, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Maria says, on that junk mail issue, there's an app called Paper Karma that contacts companies on your behalf to remove you from mailing lists. It sounds like for this caller, they'd have to intercept the mail before the resident does, but maybe the app would be helpful. Paula asks, why do so many maintenance crews hang a stuffed animal from the backs of their trucks? My kids and I have wondered this for a long time while driving around Dallas. Paula, the answer we've had on this show is those stuffed animals are used to, like when you're repairing a sprinkler system and you have to dig a hole out around the sprinkler head that's giving you trouble or whatever it is, or there's a leak in your sprinkler system, that hole will fill up with water, and they use the stuffed animal to absorb the water out of the hole. and then they put it in there, soak up the water, squeeze it out, put it in, so like a big sponge. That's what I've heard before on this very show. And you know what? It's kind of fun to see the big bunny rabbit out there on the trailer. Let's see. We got another answer on the junk mail from Paper Karma. So there is an answer on that. We got a couple of maple syrup answers. One is from Mark in Euless, who says, according to thekitchen.com, which answers this very question, why do maple syrup containers have tiny handles? Maple syrup bottles have the tiny handles because they originally came in 5-pound containers that needed handles. And as the companies shrank the bottles over the years, the handles were kept because people associated the handles with the product. So what I'm thinking of in my mind's eye, I'm seeing those big, huge apple cider, apple cider bottles that are really big and have the handle that you can actually lug it around with. And if you shrunk that down to a wee little one, it might still have a tiny little dainty handle. Hey, you know what? It sounds good to me. Let's see. We got another one on this with this very link from Kristen in Dallas. So sounds like we got that one nailed down. And then one more on Halloween from Scott, who says, in our neighborhood, we've been having a yard party where several households get together. We have food and adult beverages for the neighbors and candy for the kids who come by for trick-or-treats. That sounds like a fun suggestion. And Ed, on the how to keep trick-or-treaters away, says turn on the sprinklers. He says that's one way to do it, although I don't think our yards really are going to need it this weekend. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Peggy in Garland. Hello, Peggy.
Hi there. I had a parent, who is suffering from dementia, and the Adult Protective Services picked her up. My sister and I tried to get her mail stopped so we could pick it up, but even though the post office knows my mother very well, they said we cannot pick it up without guardianship. And so I tried online, and we also tried with the post office to have her mail forwarded to my sister's house. And again, online you can't do it unless you have a credit card with your mother's name on it, which I don't have. And also they said we need a guardianship to do with the mail. So we had to just keep having the mail delivered to her old residence because we had to move her forcefully until she would finally agree to let us get her mail to her.
Hmm. Well, I'm so sorry to hear about that, Peggy. It sounds like you're doing a lot to try to help your mom, though.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted to warn people if they try to do that, they may not be able to.
Right, sure. All right, hey, thanks for calling. And that's one reminder to get those documents in order, you know, your power of attorney and your medical power of attorney, not just for your parents and yourself, but for your siblings and for your significant others and all that stuff, because, it's tough to get that stuff organized when something like that has happened. Let's see, we got an email from Genera, who says there's a brand new empty restaurant building on Henderson and Mission next door to the vet clinic. Genera says the building's been finished for over a year, still no tenants. Does anyone know what the status is or what they are planning on doing with the space on Henderson and Mission in Dallas? Let's see. Lisa emailed, my boyfriend and I recently moved into an apartment and still receive the previous tenant's mail. How can we stop getting their mail? You might contact the post office and let them know. That's one thing that you might want to try, and then maybe talk to your letter carrier if you can, if you get a chance to do that. And then Bonnie emailed about protecting elderly parents and says, scammers targeting seniors is an increasingly widespread problem, and AARP is taking a leading role in disseminating information about what people can do to protect themselves and their family. For example, she says, a friend of mine worked with his mother's bank to allow her to continue to write checks, but the bank doesn't actually withdraw anything from her account. Meanwhile, her legitimate expenses, such as rent or utilities, are automatically electronically withdrawn, and banks are beginning to offer programs like this that address the issue. So there sounds like there's probably some resources online at AARP. So check that out. Bonnie, thanks for that email. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can call us 800-933-5372 or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in about 2 minutes with more questions and answers this day before Halloween. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Let's talk next to Jeanette in Carrollton. Hello, Jeanette.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hi there.
I am looking for a pair of roller skates and a skate key from the 40s.
Is it a specific brand or style?
No.
You just need some 1940s roller skates.
And I absolutely don't have to have the skates. I'd love to find a key, though.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody has a suggestion for you.
Okay. Right. Thank you so much.
Well. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Blaine in Dallas. Hello, Blaine.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
When I travel out of state, I go to Wisconsin, and when I buy gas there, at a BP station, you can purchase premium unleaded that has no ethanol in it. Mm-hmm. The low grade and mid grade have 10% ethanol. I just filled up at a Shell station here in Irving and put premium in, but all three categories of gas all have ethanol. Does anyone know where I can buy premium gas with no ethanol or all grades of gas with no ethanol?
So, and as someone who knows nothing about this, why do you want to avoid ethanol?
Cars run better without ethanol. That's my experience. All engines do. I think it's a big conspiracy by the Koch brothers having ethanol and gas because they own the industry. So Washington subsidizes them and they make a lot of money off
it. Well, it's a big corn thing. I mean,
it's a big,
really
corn,
big
thing.
Corn thing.
And cars and engines do not run well on it. They actually sputter and spit. When I use the non-ethanol premium in Wisconsin, boat engines, car engines, everything runs really well.
So you have to tell us what you drive.
Back there, it's an old 87 GMC van and outboard engines. But here in Dallas, I drive 2003 Acura MDX.
Okay.
And the Mitsubishi Montero.
Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you, Blaine. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. I'm going to make sure we get this in today. This is from someone who wants to know, where can I donate a used, only worn once, wedding dress in the DFW Metroplex? Our listener says, I know there are some charities online you can mail them off to, but I'd prefer to just drop it off somewhere. Does anybody have a suggestion for donating a worn once wedding dress? Let's see. Another email at anything at kera.org from Claudia, who says, there are spooky stories this weekend at the Bathhouse Cultural Center in Dallas over at White Rock Lake. Ghost Tales at the Bathhouse tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And they've got Spooky Tales for Kids tomorrow at 2 o'clock. If you go to dallasculture.org and then click on the Bathhouse Cultural Center events calendar, there's the info there. Looks like there's a ticket price for the adults, teens and adults Ghost Tales tonight and tomorrow night. But that sounds like fun to me. And Amy in Dallas writes and says, first of all, thanks for the dog trainer answers. That's nice to hear. Amy says, one answer about Halloween, put up a sign that says you are out of candy. She says, it's not rude and no one will knock. They'll just assume you ran out of candy. And Ryan has another idea on that track. Ryan in Denton says, leave the light on, but also put an empty bowl on your porch. Anyone who shows up will assume that one kid took all of the candy before they got there. All right, so a couple of suggestions there for avoiding the Halloween rush. Teresa in Irving says, to celebrate Halloween this year, my extended family intends to go door-to-door to collect change for a nonprofit charity to aid a classmate who is in need of a new liver. Although Children's Medical will absorb a lot of the charges, he must be able to afford the medicines to prevent his body from rejecting the new liver, and those will cost in the thousands. Now, Teresa says, this and garage sales and anything to do as a fundraiser, and it leads well into Thanksgiving. So that's how Teresa's family is celebrating. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Almost time to go back to the phones, but one more ghost stories suggestion from Linda, who says, Lucky Dog Books in Oak Cliff is hosting Campfire Ghost Stories tonight for anyone 13 years old and older. It's Friday the 30th tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. Costume optional, and you can tell your own ghost story. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Judy in Fort Worth. Hey, Judy.
Hi. I was just cleaning out my closets, and I found several paintings that I bought in the 70s, probably early 80s. It's a collage, a woodcut, as I said, some paintings. One's a watercolor, and it needs restoration. I know you mentioned the company in Dallas, but I live in Fort Worth, so I'd like to kind of stay in this area if there's another company out there that would do it. It's by a pretty well-known Texas artist, so I'm wondering if that will affect the value if somebody else restores a watercolor.
Hmm. Okay.
And then part two of the question is, where would I take the rest of these paintings and things in the Fort Worth area to get them appraised or valued?
All right. Well, Judy, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks. All right. Appreciate that.
You bet. Up next at 800-933-5372 is David in Fort Worth. Hey, David.
Hi, Jeff. I have an answer for the man who was wondering about why certain proper names or places were said with accents and others were not.
Yeah.
I think it has to do with the fact that many major like cities and regions in different countries have anglicized versions of their names. So like we wouldn't say Paris or Rome with an Italian or a French accent, but whenever there are regions or cities that might be smaller, then it makes no sense to say Two Rivers, France. You would say it in French with a French accent because we have no English version of that place or city.
Makes sense. Hey, thanks so much for calling, David.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. I got an email from Mary who says, take the dress, the wedding dress, to Berry Goodbyes on Berry Street, B-E-R-R-Y, in Fort Worth. All sales, Mary says, go directly to support programs of Safe Haven of Tarrant County, which provides shelter and other services for domestic violence victims. Chris says there's an organization that uses old wedding gowns to create beautiful dresses for babies that have died for their burial, I believe. Chris says the organization is NICUHelpingHands.org. NICU Helping Hands, NICU Helping Hands .org. Let's see. Ryan says the following website, pure-gas.org, has a list of gas stations which supply ethanol-free gas. He says ethanol slightly lowers the octane of the gasoline you're burning, which is why it can cause problems in very high-performance cars. It also lowers gas mileage and is corrosive to certain plastic and rubber pieces in the engine and fuel line. He says the last fact is why cars had to be modified to accept the E85 gas that was all the rage a few years back. Maggie in Fort Worth chimes in as well and says, if I can find gasoline without ethanol, I use it in my lawnmower and gas-powered weed whacker. So the ethanol makes the fuel lines on those break down and is the reason we need to change them out every couple of years. Daniel emailed and asks, who should I call to discuss changing intersection light length? It says, westbound Frankfurt at Coit, the green light lasts for 5 seconds, which is just long enough to let two cars cross the intersection, trapping any cars behind them. Who do you call about those issues? 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Vic calling from Dallas. Hello, Vic. Hey, Vic.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Hey, doing well.
I was just wondering where I could go to get some information about gas stations or hotels for sale in the Dallas Metroplex, please. Websites or any other information.
Well, we're almost out of time today, but we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. And if we get them, we'll have them next week.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next on the phone is Ashley in Carrollton. Hello, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi there.
I had a question. As a parent, we live more of a healthier lifestyle. And for Halloween, instead of handing out candy, I thought it would be a good idea to hand out apples and oranges and fruits. But I wanted to get the parents' perspectives on that, because I know some parents are a little weird about handing out things that are open. So I wasn't sure what other people's views were on that.
Okay. Well, we've just a few minutes left. We'll see if we can get to your question today and get an answer for you, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hopefully we'll hear from some folks. Thanks for calling, Ashley. It sounds like Ashley's driving a Model T. Doesn't that sound like an old Model T horn? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. James in Duncanville emailed us and says, my octogenarian mother was prone to send donations to a few different organizations that sent her junk mail, and I sent in a change of address to my address, and it worked. She said the side effect, though, she's now been deceased over 13 years, and I still get a couple of their mailers. And on that Henderson restaurant, let's see, we got an email from Roger who says, I believe it has to do with parking in the area, and neighbors are potentially fighting the restaurant's opening. He says also DISD is reopening the school down the street, so there are some issues with the liquor license. And we got a question from Linda who says, we have blackjack and post oak trees in our yard, and one of these is dropping small red berries the size of a cranberry. What are these on an oak tree? Does anybody know? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's get a question here from Jim in Dallas. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I wanted to do two favors for you. One, I wanted to give you the answer today of diatomaceous earth.
Right. Well, we didn't get any questions that it applies
no.
to. But, and it's a little wet out right now for to apply your diet to Misha's
That's
herb.
That's true. But the other favor I wanted to do for you is to give you a question that you can answer just off the top of your head. And that is that I listen to KERA all the time, mm-hmm. and it seems like you guys play musical chairs with the titles producer and executive producer and senior producer and all that sort of stuff. And I was just wondering what a producer does and what all those various titles mean.
Well, it depends really on it just depends. it's different from station to station or organization to organization and or show to show, for that matter. Here, our producers kind of oversee the day-to-day operation of a show. So, for example, Stephen Becker, who typically produces this show, although he's not here today, produces the Think Show. So he's really responsible for keeping the show on track, like overseeing all of the planning and the booking and the digital stuff and, you know, kind of what happens every single day. Who's going to be on tomorrow? Where are we? What studio are we going to have them booked into? How are we going to connect with them? Who on our team technically needs, you know, what information do our technical folks need to know to connect with that studio so that we can have the live interview for the hour? That kind of stuff. Now, as executive producer, my job on that show is to kind of help make sure that everybody has what they need to do all the stuff that they do. So when the bills come, for instance, I get to pay the bills. When there's a question about sort of the overall arc or something that's coming down the pipe, like we were in Austin a couple of weeks ago for a week of shows. So I helped plan and coordinate all that. From on sort of the bigger picture, not day to day, but sort of the bigger picture role. So it just depends. In some places, you know, and Chris Boyd, who's our host and managing editor, she oversees sort of the granular content of the show, right? Because she's planning the interview and kind of figuring out how we're going to, and then also sort of looking at the overall arc of the content of the show and making sure that it kind of matches our goal there. So that's just on that one show. There are these kinds of roles differ depending on where the show comes from or what the station does. And, you know, sometimes a senior producer will be the title that people will have if they oversee all the stuff on one show. Here, you know, and my job is I'm help lead some other projects here. So I guess that's why they call me an EP. But you know what? I answer the phones too, and sometimes I empty the garbage as well. So
chief cook and bottle washer.
Exactly. Yeah, producers do anything and everything pretty much that's necessary. But Jim, thanks for calling. I appreciate your question.
Okay, before you go, one quick thing. Since you mentioned her name, I've got to tell you and everybody else that Chris Boyd is hands down the best interviewer on any radio anywhere.
Well, Jim, thanks very much. I'll bet she's listening in her office right now, but really appreciate it. And I'll pass it along to her, too, just in case. I don't know. I wonder if Chris listens to this show. I hope so. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced today by yours truly, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answered your phone calls. Christine McConnell produces the podcast. Send us an email, anything@kera.org, or tweet me @JeffWhittington. But whatever you do, have a safe and fun, even if you choose not to celebrate it, Halloween weekend, and we'll see you next week.